We are in the Advent season. Of course, that is the celebration of the advent of Christ coming the first time into the world and anticipating with joy what's coming next time as he returns. And so I'm just going to turn this over and let Heidi and Christopher lead us through this.
Hello, everyone. So to avoid any copyright claims, I'm just going to say hi instead of good morning.
Hi, Christopher.
So when Bill first asked Heidi and I to come up and light an Advent candle, we just kind of assumed that we would talk a little bit about our testimony and the things that God has taken us through in the last year. But, I mean, it's like the last 3 years, I guess, really.
Yeah.
But in talking more about some of the things God's taken us through, one of the things that he's taken us through that we've really appreciated is just believing and letting what he says be what he says, regardless of how stupid and ridiculous it might sound, just listening to him and doing the things that he says because it's what he said, and we just know it's what's best for us. So kind of in light of that, what we decided we wanted to do instead was just read a Bible story and just let what God said be what he said. So no interpreting it, no unpacking it, just reading to you a chapter from the Bible and let it be what he said it was. So, and if any of you want to hear more about our testimony and what we've gone through in the last couple of years, Heidi said a little bit of it at the Thanksgiving dinner, and we'd be more than happy to talk with people if you wanted to find us. Cool. All right. Well, without further ado, here is a historical account recorded by man and inspired by God, otherwise known as a Bible story. Nehemiah 8. When the seventh month came and the Israelites had settled in their towns, all the peoples assembled as one man in the square before the water gate. They told Ezra the scribe to bring out the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded for Israel. So on the first day of the seventh month, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, which was made up of men, women, and all who were able to understand. He read it from daybreak till noon as he faced the square before the water gate in the presence of the men, women, and others who could understand. And all the people listened attentively to the word of God.
Ezra the scribe stood on a high wooden platform built for the occasion. Beside him on his right stood Mattathiah, Shema, Ananiah, Uriah, Hilkiah, and Maaseiah. And on his left were Padiah, Mishael, Malchijah, Hashem, Hashbadana, Zechariah, and Meshulam. Ezra opened the book. All the people could see him because he was standing above them. And as he opened it, the people all stood up. Ezra praised the Lord, the great God, and all the people lifted their hands and responded, "Amen, amen." Then they bowed down and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. The Levites, Jeshua, Bani, Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Sabbathiah, Hobad, Hanan, and Peliah, instructed the people in the law while the people were standing there. They read from the book of the law of God, making it clear and giving the meaning so that the people could understand what was being read.
Then Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites who were instructing the people said to them all, "This day is sacred to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep," for all the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the law. Nehemiah said, "Go and enjoy choice foods and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is a sacred day to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." The Levites calmed the people, saying, "Be still, for this is a sacred day. Do not grieve." Then all the people went away to eat and drink, to send portions of food to those with none, with great joy, because they now understood the words that had been made known to them.
On the second day of the month, the heads of all the families, along with the priests and the Levites, gathered around Ezra the scribe to give attention to the words of the law. They found written in the law, which the Lord had commanded through Moses, that the Israelites were to live in booths during the feast of the seventh month, and that they should proclaim this word and spread it throughout their towns and in Jerusalem. Go out into the hill country and bring back branches from olive and wild olive trees and from myrtles, palms, and shade trees to make booths, as it is written.
So the people went out and brought back branches and built themselves booths on their roofs, in their courtyards, and in the courts of the house of God, and in the square by the water gate, and the one by the gate of Ephraim. The whole company that had returned from exile built booths and lived in them. From the days of Joshua, son of Nun, until that day, the Israelites had not celebrated it like this, and their joy was very great. Day after day, from the first day of to the last, Ezra read from the book of the law of God. They celebrated the feast for 7 days, and on the eighth day, in accordance with the regulation, there was an assembly.
And while Christopher lights the candles, I'm going to sing a song that's been a special promise to us in the last year. In the east, a rising star, promise of a brighter dawn, grieving lasts just for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Many weary ages past, dark night has prevailed, but gloom is passing, gloom is passing now. In the east, a rising star, promise of a brighter dawn.
Well, thank you, Christopher and Heidi.